Hey, I'm Kendall, and I'm a believer who struggles with lust, fear, anxiety, and performance. Hi. Despite the fact that my parents divorced when I was a baby, I was able to grow up in a loving Christian home. My mom married a great guy, her divorce lawyer, and he later adopted me and my sister. I went to a Christian school, and I tried to do all the good things that a Christian girl should do. But so much of what I did was a facade. After my dad left when I was a kid, I was left with feelings of rejection and fear. I also acquired the generational sin of performance from my parents. A friend of mine once said, "We live in a fallen world and we are fallen people. Therefore, we don't handle it well." When she said that, I thought, well, ain't that the truth? My biological father married a woman who wasn't so nice to my sister and I, and they moved to Florida when I was about 6 years old. My sister and I used to go and spend 2 weeks every summer with them. I always used to dread those 2 weeks because I knew that I would be verbally abused by my stepmom. She constantly berated my sister, mom, stepdad, and I, especially when my biological father was not around. Also, I became anxious and fearful around my dad because he struggles with alcoholism. Fear and anxiety marked my time in Florida, and I didn't know how to deal with it. As I said before, my parents struggled with performance. I learned this behavior from them. Like my parents, I always wanted to look and act a certain way. I felt like I needed to be perfect in order for others to like me. Fear and anxiety were a way of life for me at home in Oklahoma, as well as in Florida. Another source of anxiety occurred when I was in middle school. I have an older sister who went through a rebellious time at this point in my life. As is normal, my parents put a lot of their time into her life, and I got left in the shadows. Again, I had a lot of anxiety over the chaos in my home, and I didn't handle it well. This was the beginning of my struggle with using lust as a coping mechanism. I became interested in sexual things at an early age. I first began reading books with graphic scenes in them when I was in the fifth grade. At this time in life, I also viewed some pornography at a friend's house. As I got older, I continued to read books and watch movies that contained graphic scenes. The scary lie that I told myself was that I did not struggle with lust, so none of those things would bother me. I was naive, and I didn't have any idea that those things would come back to haunt me for years. I developed another coping mechanism my senior year of high school, controlling my food intake. I went through months of not allowing myself to eat more than a limited number of calories a day. I remember realizing just how unhealthy I was when my hair started falling out and I got dizzy every time I stood up. When I told my mother about this, her response was, "Just drink some juice." You see, my mother also struggled with performance and she was being deceived as well. One of the great things about my high school years was my involvement in a ministry called K-Life. My best friends from school and I went together, and it was a sweet time while we began to study God's word. I'm so grateful to God for having them talk to me about my struggle with food, even when I didn't want to talk about it. God is faithful. Let me say that again. God is faithful. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says this, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" I was able to find victory over my eating disorder. Another great thing that happened to me occurred July 18th, 2005. My stepdad adopted me, my older sister and I. Wow, what an awesome display of God's grace in my life. It is sweet to know that he sees me as his daughter, even though I am not his biological daughter. At this time, I did not have any kind of communication with my biological dad, and I had no desire to tell him about my adoption and name change. After I graduated from high school, I went to college at the University of Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, go KU. College was bittersweet for me. I was able to participate in a Bible study through the KU Navigators, and I had many sweet times with my friends in the group. The downside of my college experience was due to the fact that I isolated myself from everyone. I refused to go to a college where any of my friends from home went because I thought I was independent. Unfortunately, I was left in a pile of loneliness and heartache. Rather than letting others into my life, I reached for my coping mechanisms. I continued to use the coping mechanism of lust, and I also tried to deal with my struggle with performance through schoolwork. I would study 5 or 6 nights every week. Also, I always stayed at my apartment by myself another night of the week because I thought I was too tired to do anything. My friends and God took a back seat to my sin struggles. I judged everyone around me while I was trying to make myself look better. I would pick apart anyone. It didn't matter how great they really were. I gave them dirty looks and made rude comments if I thought that they were prettier, smarter, or funnier than me. When I would do this, I would feel ashamed that I didn't care enough about the problem to stop it. I continued to try and make everyone else feel bad about themselves and then would wonder why these people didn't seem to like me. Go figure. My relationship with the Lord suffered because I felt like I needed to be perfect for him to love me. I didn't believe the truth found in Romans 5:8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. I tried to earn his love, and when I couldn't, I assumed I wasn't good enough for him. How's that for a lie from the pit of hell? As I became more anxious about school and friendships, I began to struggle with lust more and more. One of my problems is that I obsess over things. My struggle with lust became so bad that I had lustful thoughts pretty much all of the time. It didn't matter where I was or who was in the room, I was struggling with lust. When I came down to go to graduate school in Dallas, my struggle got worse. I began to think that I was a sick, demented person. I told myself the lie that if anyone really knew me, they would despise me. I isolated because I was trying to hide my struggle. I thought that if I spent time with friends, they would realize my struggle and therefore no longer want to be my friend. Of course, my struggle only got worse because I refused to let it be in the light. I hit my rock bottom, in February of 2007 when my thoughts tortured me day and night. I couldn't sleep. I felt like if anyone knew my thoughts, I would be sent to prison. I thought that God had given up on me. I didn't understand that God had been there all along waiting for me to come back to him. I knew about regeneration, and I encouraged my roommate at the time to go. However, it took 4 months after my roommate started going for me to actually walk through the doors of Regen. I didn't think that I needed to go to recovery because I always thought that I had the willpower to take care of myself. It took me watching my roommate's life change for me to start the healing process. Excuse me. Walking through the program allowed me to recognize sin patterns in my life. I used to think that there was something seriously wrong with me and that I was beyond help. Regeneration allowed me to see that there is a struggle, that there is a reason for my struggle with lust. My core struggles are anxiety and fear, and I learned that my response to those is lust. Knowing the cause of my struggle has allowed me to have victory over my sin. I have learned healthy responses to fear and anxiety. It is exciting to watch your life change when God sheds light on your sin and allows you to change. Jesus has taught me to trust in him rather than to fear my sin. He is teaching me how to lean on him rather than to try and struggle through life on my own. He has put amazing people in my life that I can be honest with about my struggles. I used to become sick in my obsessive and lustful thoughts, and I didn't know how to get out of them. Now I text my friends to pray for me when my thoughts go crazy. It's amazing what God can do when you admit that you need help from him and others. Also, I am learning that God loves me just the way that I am. It is not about me, it's about him. Psalms 139, 13 and 14 tell me this. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I am learning that we do not have to prove our worth by how we look or what we do. We are wonderful because he calls us wonderful. Praise the Lord. Realizing this has changed my heart towards others. I am still a work in progress, but I am learning to encourage others rather than to try and tear them down. I am working on appreciating others for who God has made them to be. How great is it that he cares enough about us to make us unique? One of my favorite things that happened to me during my recovery happened on the day that I gave my inventory. I was talking to my sponsor before I gave my inventory, and she asked me how I was doing. My response was, "I'm nauseous. I don't want to do this. I can't believe I'm going to do this." I told her that she would not like me after I told her my junk. Her response to me was that she would love me even more after I told her. Then after I told her, she responded with, "Yep, I love you even more." God used her along with my accountability partner to show me the depth of his grace for me that day. God has more love for us than we can possibly imagine. One part of regeneration that helped me the most was the amends. When I made amends with my dad, I was able to tell him about my adoption. I had kept him in the dark for 2.5 years. I wanted to hurt him like he had hurt me. However, through regeneration, God took away my need for revenge and gave me a love for my dad that I had never had before. He gave me the ability to tell my dad the truth in a loving way. My dad handled the news with grace. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ worked in my heart through regeneration. I was able to see just how much he loves me. Only he can change us. I'm so grateful that he wants to. Ezekiel 36:26 says this, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. He let me out of the prison of sin and shame that I was in and gave me freedom. After finding the road to recovery, my walk with God has become more intimate and sweet. I used to be really distracted when I tried to pray or read my Bible. Now I'm able to sit and talk to God. I am learning to praise him rather than to just give him a list of things that I want him to change in my life. He has shown me what a treasure time alone with him is. I went into regeneration a shy, terrified woman and came out a confident woman who was excited to tell her story of grace. For those of you who are new here, we are so excited that you are here. If you're anything like me, you may be questioning whether or not God can actually change you. Trust me, he can. He is faithful. Philippians 1:6 tells us this, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Welcome.